the river crests north of Stillwater for Laura Reed McDonald, age 20, who died August 10, 2008, on one of the unnamed slits of land in the St. Croix River under the Arcola Railroad Bridge. The St. Croix struts through its channel, whipping the bank with sticks and destroying the framework of its own bed. The water isn't still, as the town suggests. Its body springs like Superior, lathered in a clipper's grip. I stand on the battered bluff, knowing I can't calm or curse the river. It won't be coaxed to return what it has taken. This morning it swallowed the islands below the Arcola Bridge, pulling them into its greasy body, along with the waiting nests, the disturbed sand, and the water plantain just beginning to unfold. Two summers ago, trumpeter swans colonized these unnamed slips of land. From this same tangled bluff, I watched the swans descend under the span of the bridge and fold around the trestle, a single wave of white wings, alighting softly like tufted seeds. Cygnets swarmed from shaggy nests to muck the silt in the shallows for duck potato and crustaceans. Their boisterous calls rose like laughter from the green hush of the grass. A muddy foam swirls above the vanished land and the gray emptiness beneath the bridge. The river is the interloper here. The land will rise, stripped and new, when the flood subsides. Even if the swans do not return, this dirt has work to do. Why I'm always lost. Because maps are portable graffiti, expendable art, confusion of color, enigmatic. Because the GPS shows that on occasion, the river seduces the road and reassigns names to landmarks I once knew. Because the compass rose is a flower with bodyguards. Its thorns can be spongy and verdant, the petals crisp and dry. Because road signs are shards of broken poetry, fractured spiral and maze, the actual vessel unknown. Because you repeat with immeasurable patience, go east or north, and all I can do is love your voice. Because numbers, speed limits, mile markers, distances, suggest that time is real, and I wonder who else might doubt it. Because the states of mind aren't divided by rivers and lines. Because the villages of the heart are remote and hard to find at night. Because a destination is where the journey ends.